Harper Audio presents The Anti-Romantic Child, A Story of Unexpected Joy by Priscilla Gilman. This is Priscilla. Four Bench. Oh, dearest, dearest boy, my heart for better lore would seldom yearn, could I but teach the hundredth part of what from thee I learn. Wordsworth, Anecdote for Fathers. To begin with, let us take the following motto. Literature is love. Now we can continue. Nabokov. A poem begins, Robert Frost once wrote, as a lump in the throat, a sense of wrong, a homesickness, a lovesickness. It finds the thought, and the thought finds the words. Frost evokes the tensions between feeling and thinking, experiencing and knowing, loving and understanding, which have been so central to my life as a student and professor of romantic poetry, a writer, and a mother. This book began as a lump in the throat, as a homesickness for the magical world of my childhood and for the home life I was looking forward to with my child. It began with a sickness of love for a child I adored but did not understand, a love searing in its intensity, overwhelming in its sense of longing and vulnerability, a love I feared would never be reciprocated, and worst of all, would never make an impact. It began with a pining for contact with the spirit or essence of my child, a wrenching fear that perhaps everything I did and said was in vain because he was unreachable and unimpressionable, a fierce devotion.